Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss Ernest Mendel. Okay, Ernest Mendel. Now Ernest Mendel was a Belgian Marxian economist. Okay, Marxian economist. And he was also a Holocaust survivor. And he fought in the underground resistance against the Nazis during the occupation of Belgium. And this is at the time of the Second World War. So during the 1930s and 1940s. Now he was born in Frankfurt. And Mendel was recruited into the Belgian section of the international Trotskyist movement, the fourth international in his youth in Antwerp. And where is Antwerp? Antwerp is basically a city in Belgium. Now, one more thing you should know. I said that he was elected as the leader of the fourth international. Now, what was the fourth international? See, the fourth international was a revolutionary socialist international organization consisting of the followers of Trotsky, who later on came to be known as Trotskyist. That's why even Ernest Mendel is called a Trotskyist. And all the members of the Fourth International declared that their goal is to overthrow the global capitalism and the establishment of world socialism through an international revolution. So, Fourth International ke pehle Third International bhi hua tha, uske pehle Second International bhi tha, and then First International bhi tha. Now, what was the Third International? The Third International was an association of national communist parties founded in 1919. And what was the Second International? This was also a federation of socialist parties and also trade unions. And what was the First International? It was also a federation of workers' groups. And if you recall, this was the time when communism and socialism in Europe and even in India were becoming very popular during the 1920s and 1930s. So, isi dauran ye sab sare ban rahe the, First International, Second International, Third International and Fourth International. But the ideas of Karl Marx, the ideas of communism and socialism was the uniting factor of all of these internationals. And his parents were Jewish immigrants from Poland. And he twice escaped after being arrested in the course of resistance activities and survived imprisonment in the German concentration camp. And he publicly defended the merits of Marxism in debates. And after the 1946 World Congress of the Fourth International, Mendel was elected into the leadership of the International Secretariat of the Fourth International. And Mendel is best remembered for being a popularizer of basic Marxist ideas and for his books on late capitalism and long wave theory. And also for his moral intellectual leadership in the Trotskyist movement. And he considered it his mission to transmit the heritage of classical Marxist thought, which he thought was subsequently deformed by the experience of Stalinism and the Cold War, to the future generation of people, transmitting ideas. And to a great extent, he did influence a generation of scholars and activists in their understanding of the important Marxist concepts. And in his writings, perhaps the most striking is the tension between creative and independent thinking and the desire for a strict adherence to Marxist doctrinal orthodoxy. And he was committed to a form of socialist democracy. And he is most famous for his work called Marxist Economic Theory. Okay, Marxist Economic Theory, which came out in 1962. And there are two more works by him which are very, very famous. One is Late Capitalism, okay, Late Capitalism, which came out in 1972. And the third one is Long Waves of Capitalist Development, the Marxist Interpretation, okay. Long Waves of Capitalist Development, the Marxist Interpretation, which came out in 1980. So, from an exam point of view, just remember that Ernest Mendel is famous for popularizing the basic Marxist ideas and also for analyzing late capitalism. And he is often referred to as a neo-Marxian economist. Okay, a neo-Marxian economist.